Hello everyone, welcome back to Code Harvest. We haven't been posting videos for a while, but we're back and we're better than ever. So in this video we are going to be creating a menu bar for our website, so basically but more fitted for smaller screens. So as you can see, if I try to reduce the width of the website, the content down below looks good. But in a moment you'll see the navbar elements starting to collide, and there we go. And obviously it does not look nice for people who are trying to view the websites on phones, iPads, you know, smaller screens basically. So we're trying to make a menu bar in today's video, so stay tuned and let's go. Alright, so now let's minimize the page and open up our HTML page in which we're going to include our navigation bar. So right here I'm creating a new div with a class called item, in which we'll be including our button. And I'll create a new element for button. And right here we're just going to head over to Bootstrap. So now I'm going to be copying this, pasting that here, creating a new ID which I'll just call menu bar. And I will also create a new ID here called menu. Alright, so now that we have that included, we can see the button has been added. So now I'm just going to be copying this whole thing and I'll paste it right after the container. And we're not going to put it under class, but we're going to create a new ID for this one, and we'll call it menu list. But we want that to be hidden, so we'll head over to our CSS page, and in here we're going to create menu list, and we'll just say display is none, so I don't want that displayed just yet. And right now I'm just going to be including the properties of what I want menu list to look like, the width, the height, etc. Alright, now that I have added CSS properties in which, you know, based on what I desired the menu list to appear as, so a white box, 100% width, and it should be in front of all these elements. Yeah, now that we're done with this, we're going to be creating a new media query in which we'll describe what we want to be seen or to be hidden in smaller screens. Alright, now that we have included our media query, so now what we want to do is hide this part. So we're just so that when we minimize our screens to you know, a smaller width, we want this area, this class ul.item, to be hidden, while this should be shown but only under the click of the menu bar button. So I'll just say ul.item instead of creating a new class or a new ID for that. And we'll just say display none. Alright, so as you can see now, everything's hidden, but obviously the content will not be displayed yet. So now let's head over to our HTML page and include the JavaScript necessities for this. So we're going to start with including an onClick property, and we're just gonna say onClick. So when this button is clicked, what we want to be shown or to be appeared or to be put into action is our JavaScript function, and we'll call it menu bar. So that now we can head over to our head area, include include a new element called script, and this is where we'll be including our JavaScript. So right here I'll be making a new function called menu bar, and including our ID menu list, which will be shown under the toggle of open, which is going to be a class that I'll be creating right after this. Alright, so this is literally the only thing that we're going to be including for our JavaScript function. We're not going to be including anything else, so that's the only JavaScript code that we're going to be adding. And right here, what I've just said is take the elements of that are under menu list, and when it is clicked, include the class called open, and now we're just going to include that in class right now. I mean, create that class right now. Okay, so all I've said is display block if open, if this is clicked, if the button is clicked, of course. And if it's clicked again, then it should be hidden. So we do not need to create an if loop for this. We just need to write .classList.toggle, and it will do the rest for us. So let's reload that, and now we can see our content. Now I'm just gonna change one thing. I don't want this to be under a button, but I'll just say class equals dark peach. So that it looks the same or similar to other classes. Okay, so now we obviously want this to look nice. It does not look nice at all. So we're going to create a new or menu bar, make it look better and nicer. Alright, so now when we click on this, it looks way, 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 way better. And when you hover around it, a color still pops up, so that's just every property of dark peach. Dark peach, I mean. And now that we're done with that, we just want the button or our hamburger to look much nicer. So we're gonna head over here, and I want it to look bigger. First of all, it looks a little tad tiny. And we also want to get rid of the border. It does not look nice. And also the background color. Alright, so now the only problem that we're going to be battling it with is our normal screen. So at our normal screen, it kind of looked jumbled up right now, so we're going to try and push this back here. So it assumes that the menu bar is here when it's really not. So as you have seen earlier, we have added an ID called menu. So since this is under class item as well, so it's also included, even though it's hidden. It's not shown, but it's still there. It's an element, it's a child of container, so there are three children. So, and this is justified content, I believe space around. So it's all spaced equally by three when it should be just by two when it's at normal screen. So we're just gonna try and remove a menu from being seen. Have been restored back to normal, so it's been divided twice instead of thrice, so it knows that menu is not included. But I just made a mistake here. I put menu bar twice when it's just supposed to be menu. So now we can see our nav bar, and it works perfectly. However, we want the max width to not be of a large amount. So let's reduce that size to maybe 500 pixels, but it does not look nice at 500 pixels, so let's increase it further. It looks decent, but not the best. Maybe at about 900 pixels should be alright. Yeah. Okay, so now we are at the end of this video. If you like this video and you learned something new, please give this video a like and also comment down below. If you haven't yet already, please do subscribe and press the notification bell so that you can be notified for new videos to come. Thank you again for watching, and once again, I'm really sorry for being missing in action for a while, but now we're back, and as I said, back then, better than ever before. Goodbye, and see you next week.